This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and Japan's Fumio Kishida met for talks in the symbolic city of Hiroshima on Thursday, aiming for closer cooperation in the face of an ascendant China and an unpredictable Russia, Reuters' Jillian Kitchener reports.
Here, in the first city ever hit with an atomic weapon, G7 members, which include host Japan, along with the U.S., Germany, the United Kingdom, France, Italy, and Canada, are increasingly concerned by what they see as Russia's repeated threats over the use of nuclear arms. They're also alarmed by an ascendant China, with economically coercive policies and its rapid accumulation of sensitive technology. Biden and Japan's Fumio Kishida met for talks Thursday, aiming for closer cooperation in the face of these challenges. Japan, although a longtime buyer of Russian oil, has moved in tandem with G7 sanctions against Moscow following Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Jillian Kitchener reporting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky set up a reintegration council on Thursday to advise on the restoration of Ukrainian rule over Crimea. VOA's Diane Roberts has the story.
Zelensky said he signed the decree about the Advisory Council on Reintegration and Deoccupation of Crimea and the city of Sevastopol. His comments came during a gathering to mark the day of the Soviet-era Crimean Tatars' mass deportation. Russia shows no sign of abandoning Crimea, which it seized and annexed in 2014. Russia has used the peninsula as a platform to launch missile strikes on Ukrainian targets. Ukrainian officials have repeatedly said that seizing the peninsula back from Russia was one of its key war aims. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
And for more news, please join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An Australian doctor held captive by Al-Qaeda-linked extremists for more than 7 years in West Africa has been released and is back with his family, according to the Australian government. Dr. Kenneth Elliott and his wife were abducted in January of 2016 near the Burkina Faso border with Mali, where they had operated a 120-bed clinic for more than 40 years. Jocelyn Elliott was freed after 3 weeks. Pakistani police have continued a siege on the home of former Premier Imran Khan, even after a 24-hour deadline expired. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
The deadline was given by authorities for Khan to hand over suspects allegedly sheltered inside his house. The demand for suspects wanted in violent protests over Khan's recent detention has angered many of Khan's supporters. Along with the ongoing siege, tensions are high and fears are raised over possible renewed clashes between them and security forces. A week earlier, Khan's supporters attacked public property and military installations after he was dragged out of a courtroom and arrested in a graft case. I'm Karen Chamas.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani now reporting on a Supreme Court decision on the liability of social media.
The High Court avoided the big issue hovering over the cases by not ruling on the federal law shielding internet companies from being sued for what users post. But the justices did unanimously reject a suit alleging Google, Twitter, and Facebook allowed their platforms to be used in aiding and abetting a Turkish nightclub attack that killed 39 people 6 years ago. The High Court returned the case of an American college student killed in a Paris terror attack to a lower court. Families of victims in both attacks said the companies did not do enough to keep extremist groups from using the platforms to radicalize and recruit people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Assailants killed three rangers and another member of their convoy in an ambush in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo on Thursday, according to the Congo Institute of Nature Conservation. The attackers struck near the Virunga National Park, which is home to half the global population of the endangered mountain gorillas and the scene of frequent militia attacks. The ICCN said six other people were wounded. Rescue crews are working to reach towns and villages in northern Italy that were cut off from highways, electricity, and cell phone service following heavy rains and flooding there. The death toll from the rains that pushed two dozen rivers and tributaries to burst their banks stood at 9, with some people still unaccounted for. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.